We're the farm station, all ag, all day. From the 2023 Commodity Classic in Orlando, ran into Bert Riggin. Bert is with Concept Agritech. And so if we're looking for home, what part of Mississippi? Are we talking the Delta?
Central Delta. Highway 82 bisects the north and south of the Delta. Indianola would be the belt buckle. We're 30 miles from the hill, 30 miles from the river.
Well, let's move from the belt buckle to the hub. How's that? And the hub of cotton production really has been moving its way to the west over time. You're pretty familiar with the Texas High Plains.
Yes, sir. I spent many a year out there. I worked for Delta and Pineland Company, and when we wrapped up things in the south, they would send all of us west to help bring in the crop.
You were kind of joking, but you're absolutely right about how the fact you can see for miles and miles and miles, and there's not a whole lot when it comes to stopping the wind as it takes off.
Oh, no, there's nothing between Lubbock, Texas, and Canada except a barbed wire fence, and halftime it's down.
So the fact that you know the region so well, we're going to swing back around and talk about that in just a moment. But let's talk about Concept Agritech for a moment. We hear the name, but what's behind the name? What's the company?
So when we originally got started, our name was Concept Ag, and it was because we felt like we were going to be bringing new concepts to the farmer. As we progressed as a company, we started making technologies, and so we rebranded ourselves as Concept Agritech. We are a biological liquid fertilizer technology company. We believe that if you marry the ABCs of agriculture, which is agronomy, biology, and chemistry, if you knit those together, you're going to have a greater chance of success if you don't. And so we're very hands-on, we're very agronomic oriented. We spend a lot of time one-on-one with our customers. We start with the soil test and go all the way through. And, you know, we recommend things that we don't sell because if you need it, you need it. But at the same time, we want to make sure that we address the farmer's heartburn and we get them what they need to be successful to meet their yield and quality goals.
Would you kind of call this a prescription for each field?
Yes, sir. That's exactly what we call it. It is a customized fertility prescription based off of the information that I'm given by the potential customer.
Maybe easy for us to do things that we've done in fields year after year after year, because at one point in time, maybe we had that prescription, or maybe Dad did that. Does this pay a good ROI? In other words, if we're going to take the time to do this, do we see the ROI on the other side?
Well, I mean, obviously that's what we strive for all the time, because if the farmer doesn't win, we don't win. You know, we always say that if you give me a dollar, if I give you a dollar back, I've wasted both of our time. We want to give you multiples of that dollar back. And it's not that difficult. It just takes a little bit of time looking at what they've been doing, seeing what you can, slip in there, removing some lower efficiency products, or maybe even adjusting some timing of applications, things like that. A lot of that can make a huge difference in how much you spend per acre on your fertility program to achieve the goals that you want.
Part of the situation we see in the High Plains region is just simple stress. How do you deal with that?
So we believe that if you provide that plant with all the nutrition that it needs at the time that it needs it, it's going to be healthier. So it's just like you and I taking vitamins. We take vitamins because we don't eat very well, sometimes, especially if you're on the road, so you're boosting your immune system. Plants are very similar in that aspect. So if you can maintain a high degree of health, that plant can stave off a lot of the things. Plants develop stress memory just like people do. So if you can keep that plant very healthy, it can go farther into a stress event before it starts to shut down and start to produce those stress hormones like ethylene and cortisol and all those things. So it's all about the plant health. And there's a lot of different ways that we can, accomplish that. And it just depends upon what region of the country you're in and what type of stress that you experience as to what product we would recommend and the timings of application.
Maybe some producers who had thought cotton was the idea this year, maybe putting a pencil to it, looking to something else, maybe a corn, maybe a sorghum, a dryland sorghum. How do we make sure that we're maximizing that decision using Concept Agritech?
Well, the easiest thing to do is to have a session. Sit down with an agronomist and let us take a look at what you're dealing with, your soil. And we can help you make decisions on what crop to put in there, how much fertilizer, those type things. We can even sometimes help you make varietal decisions because of knowing that one variety is going to do better in this type environment versus the other. And since, you know, we don't sell seed, we don't do anything like that, it's just pure agronomic advice. So, I mean, that's it. It's really communication between the grower and us. And the more information we have, the better job we can do for you.
How important are your partners out in the field?
Oh, they're extremely important. The majority of the products that we have really and truly are farmer-driven. Somebody says, look, I've got this problem. It's a consistent problem. I've not found anything that can alleviate this problem. And so that lights a fire under us, and we get in there. We've got biologists. We've got chemists. You know, we've got a lot of professional people on staff, and we can sit down and put our heads together. And 9 times out of 10, we can come up with a product that if it doesn't eliminate it, it will at least mitigate it to the point to where it becomes profitable for the farmer to continue doing what he's doing.
Okay, so if we want to learn more, how do we do it? Where do we go?
So the easiest way would be to go to the website, www.conceptagritech.com. There is a 800 number that you can call. The website has that number on it, and it also allows you to kind of peruse some of our products. We have testimonials for some of our growers. We have data from different parts of the world for certain products. So there's a lot of educational material on there. It's enough to get you thinking. And if you're on the fence about wanting to contact us, hopefully that information will help you reach out to us because we'd love to help.
So good to see you. Thanks for your time. Enjoyed the conversation. We wish you the best.
Thank you. You too. Enjoy the rest of the show.
Bert Riggin is an agronomist with Concept Agritech. Online at conceptagritech.com. That's Concept, A-G-R-I-T-E-K. From the 2023 Commodity Classic. In Orlando, I'm Tony St. James on the Farm Station. All Ag, All Day.